Tantor Audio presents Too Close to Home by Lynette Eason, narrated by Jeannie Canale. 1.
Wake up, partner.
The voice rumbled in his ear as Connor Wolfe's sleep-drugged mind struggled to keep up.
We found another body in a dumpster behind the Bilo off East Main.
He shifted the phone and glanced at the clock. The number 208 glared at him. Great. Just the way he wanted to start his Monday morning. Be right there. He hung up and closed his eyes for a brief moment before gathering the energy to swing his feet to the floor. 2 hours of sleep. Well, he'd gone with less.
However, at the age of 42, he seemed to feel the lack a lot more than he did 10 years ago.
Shaking his head to fling off the fog of interrupted sleep, he headed for the shower, wondering if he should wake up Jenna, his 16-year-old daughter, or just hope she slept through the rest of the night. He settled on leaving her a note. 15 minutes later, hair still damp, he directed his unmarked Ford toward the crime scene. His partner, Andrew West, would meet him there. First a cop, then a homicide detective with SLED, the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. Connor had seen a lot in relation to crime, but this case had him by the throat and wouldn't let go. 6 disappearances and now 3 dead bodies and very limited evidence. The first girl disappeared 16 months ago. When the second victim disappeared 2 months later, speculation ran rampant. Were the vanishings related? Then the third girl, Leslie Saunders, disappeared 5 weeks after that, and SLED had taken over the case. Connor had been the lead detective assigned to it, not only because it was his hometown, but because he'd also requested it. He had a lot of contacts, and he hoped he'd be able to spend more time with Jenna if they were living in the same city for an extended period of time. Since accepting the position as a detective for SLED in Columbia a year ago, Connor had lived there and Jenna had stayed behind with her grandparents, against Connor's better judgment. But he had to make a living, and SLED operatives were required to live within a 50-mile radius of the state's capital. However, as long as he was working the case, he could reside in the city where the investigation took place
and be near Jenna so he could work on repairing a relationship he was afraid was beyond help.
On the plus side, he had been paired with Andrew West, a new detective working his first case with SLED, but Connor's closest friend for many years, a man he considered the brother he'd never had. The match had been perfect. Connor knew in his gut the girls' deaths were connected. He just couldn't prove it. The first 2 crime scenes didn't even connect the 2 girls except for one thing. They'd both had a baby. If this third dead girl showed evidence of giving birth, Connor would know without a doubt they had a serial killer on their hands.
He hoped he was wrong. Was pretty sure he wasn't.
It was why he and Andrew had been called in on this case. Sheriff Chesterfield usually hesitated about calling in outside help, but was professional enough to admit he needed their help and resources. Dead girls and terrified parents, not a pretty combination. Add gullible kids who thought bad things only happened to other people, and he had a potentially explosive situation on his hands. The Attorney General's office and the governor demanded answers he didn't have. The media wouldn't let it go, and the mayor had resorted to threats. Unfortunately, Connor had no idea what to tell them, and very little to show. A fiber here, a hair there, but nothing that matched up with anything or anyone in the criminal database. Witnesses whose stories conflicted left them with nothing solid, and even the similarities in the witnesses' stories hadn't panned out. The killer was so good, it was terrifying. And then there was Jenna. Connor's angry 16-year-old daughter defied him at every opportunity. When her mother died 4 years ago in a car wreck, it turned his little family's world upside down and dropped him and his daughter into the midst of a battle of the wills. Flashing lights and a yellow tape barrier ahead demanded his attention. Right now he had another murder to solve and at least 3 more missing girls to find. Connor wheeled to a stop and hopped out of the vehicle. Even in the wee hours of the morning, a small crowd had formed to gawk at the sight of a crime scene. Quiet murmurs and speculation filled the air as yellow crime scene tape flapped in the occasional gust.